A cafeteria plan allowed under IRS Section 125 rules provides a way for employees and former employees to pay for group health and welfare benefits on a tax-favored basis by allocating a portion of their pay to benefits and reducing the amount of compensation that is considered taxable. This is typically for both federal and state tax purposes. And while it may require a bit of extra planning and administration by the employer, it also saves the employer money on payroll taxes. Cafeteria plans may be offered by any size employer to both employees and former employees. And while only the employees and former employees may participate, they can pay for coverage on a pre-tax basis for their legal spouse and tax dependents as well. For employers to offer benefits on a tax-favored basis through a cafeteria plan, the IRS rules require a plan document to be written in accordance with Section 125 requirements and to be formally adopted by the employer. A cafeteria plan itself is not subject to ERISA and therefore is not required to follow ERISA plan documentation or Form 5500 requirements, but the employer-sponsored benefits run through the cafeteria probably are subject to ERISA and should have proper documentation, including a description of how the benefits are handled through the employer's cafeteria plan. In addition to the plan documentation requirement, the plan must be administered in accordance with Section 125 rules, which include specific requirements for participant elections and also prohibit the plan from being set up or administered in a discriminatory fashion. At a high level, participants are typically given the opportunity during annual open enrollment or within a short time after becoming eligible mid-plan year to elect benefits and pay for those benefits via salary reduction or using employer contributions through the cafeteria plan. By doing so, the plan participants and the employer can take advantage of tax savings. But then the rules require that such elections are irrevocable for the remainder of the plan year, unless there is a change in status or life event recognized under Section 125 rules. But the following topics in this lesson will provide more detail on who may participate in cafeteria plans, what benefits may be offered through a cafeteria plan, election change rules, and non-discrimination requirements.